A liberal arts college in the Lower Hudson Valley is offering a new course this summer for incoming freshmen on COVID-19. I spoke with one of the professors who helped create the course. Manhattanville College Sports Studies professor Dr. Amy Bass says the course aims to help students make sense of the pandemic across a range of disciplines.
We're offering it to them 2 credits free of charge, a collaboration of almost 30 faculty, and one of the first colleges in the nation to do this, to tackle COVID as a learning opportunity. I think that what we really wanted to do was come off of what was a really tough semester. You know, all of us in the world of higher ed had to migrate online suddenly and under terrible circumstances. And we wanted to reconnect, and we wanted to, you know, think about coming into college as all of this is happening. How can we best care for our incoming first-year students? And this really took an exhausted faculty and gave them some inspiration. So a small liberal arts college is uniquely positioned to take a look at something like a global pandemic from just about every side. And that's really what we wanted to do. And so there's lots of creativity and innovation, bringing all these different faculty from the arts, from the sciences, myself from sports studies, literature, and what have you. But also behind all of that, I have to say, and it might sound a little corny, there's a lot of love behind this. There's love for what we do, and there's just that idea of the care and keeping of our students, including those we haven't met yet, that really motivated us to put this together, you know, sort of above and beyond what our job descriptions all are.
She says the idea came from a group of 5 educators who were meeting about an initiative on interdisciplinary collaboration.
These couple of hours every week that we met to have these interdisciplinary conversations were sort of a highlight for us. So we kept doing it, and we started talking about COVID and how COVID-19 couldn't be understood just by the biologist in our group, or just by me, who's a historian by training, or an art historian, that the conversations that we had together didn't just offer perspectives from each of our fields, but created new knowledge for each of us in a new way that we couldn't do without one another. So then we started having conversations about the incoming first years and what that was going to be like. You know, beginnings should be exciting. Beginnings should be filled with, you know, anticipation. So how can we look at the moment that we're in right now and create something exciting for students, something that is supportive of students, and something that really showcases what a small liberal arts faculty can do when we do it together? And this course does that.
The course, which contains 4 online modules, begins the week of July 6th and includes online discussion forums and weekly live sessions with a faculty member.
I'm doing an introductory keynote, which is called A Game of Inches, What Sport Reveals About the Age of COVID-19. And I'm sort of starting with the NBA shutting down because it was a critical turning point, I think, for Americans to say, hey, basketball just got shut down. We might need to sit up and pay attention to this. And then looking at other ways that sports help us understand moments like this. We have a module that's focused on the past, making meaning from things like the bubonic plague and the art and literature. And this is a fascinating module. I was riveted by this module because it showed in so many ways how folks centuries ago had the same kind of emotions and the same kind of feelings that we do now, the isolation, the devastation, the worry. We have a module that sort of helps us navigate finding facts and finding good reporting in the world of social media and 21st century media. And this is a really fun module that looks at a lot of the memes that have been developed about COVID-19 that are out there in various social media platforms. And so we have scientists and social media experts sort of in dialogue with each other, unpacking those things. We have a group looking at how we've seen inequalities revealed in stark spotlights by something like a global pandemic. And then the last module is about coping and caring. And this brings together 2 units of the Manhattanville community, one of our most storied units, that of the education program, the School of Education, and our newest folks, and that is the School of Nursing and Healthcare Sciences. And so bringing those two groups together to talk about, alongside others, psychology, communication, and media folks, to talk about coping and empathy and creativity and even activism. How can we empower ourselves and our students to really think about compassion as a mode of action and making changes in our communities? And then we end with sort of a bring everybody together, and our president, Michael Geisler, is going to have a conversation for the students to look at, you know, everything that they've discovered over the course of the four modules, and then transition and welcome them as a community who has hopefully gotten to know each other a little bit and us a little bit before starting the fall semester.
Manhattanville's president expects in-person instruction to begin August 31st for the fall semester, ending November 23rd. Students will not return to campus after Thanksgiving, and the remaining 3 weeks of the fall semester and final exams will be completed remotely. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.